Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Zero Ducks Given, a daily episode of Zero Ducks Given during this England versus India Test series. And Daniel Norcross is in his usual sort of cupboardy spare room, all set up professionally with his professional mic and a cigarette in one hand. I'm in the back of a taxi on my way to the train station to then make my way towards the Liverpool versus Brentford game. So what could possibly go wrong? Not only that, it is 10:14, so there's still plenty of time left in the cricket, but frankly I need to get to the football, and England are being spanked all over the place. So barring I should say anything spectacular happening in the last hour or so, in which case Daniel's going to add a little amendment towards the end of this episode, I think we can safely say that it's not been England's day. Daniel, there's lots of tears on social media and people frustrated. Joe Root played his now legendary sort of reverse scoop off the seam of shot, but he played it straight into the hands of second slip. Johnny Bairstow missed the cool deep delivery by about 5 feet and then decided to review it, even though it's hitting halfway up middle. England were 224 for two. They were 299 for seven. And then they were 319 all out. And at the time of recording, India is spanking it to all parts. Jaiswal, who is so good, by the way, is 89 not out. I can't see anyone stopping him getting his 100. And they lead by about 266. Daniel Norcross, Ben Stokes has often said that his team would like to chase 600. He might get his wish.
Well, they'll certainly be set that, I would think. Yes, I mean, why would you not? There's another test match to come in not very many days. So getting more miles in England's legs and then knowing that they're going to chase whatever is set them, be it 600 or 700, you may as well bat till tea tomorrow, make England's bowlers exhausted, set them 700 and watch them go down in a brave crumpled mess. You mentioned Joe Root's shot. That's been the talking point of today. Shield Berry came out and said it was the most stupid shot in the history of English cricket, which is quite the charge to make. I mean, I would argue that his attempted reverse ramp off the first ball, Root, this is, against Pat Cummins on the fourth morning of the Edgbaston test, was in many ways much dafter. The difference is that he didn't actually connect with that one. Look, you know, if he gets it right, then it does cause massive problems. I think people are judging the shot on the outcome, which people always do. And in actual fact, I'm going to sound mad here, but because India were down to four bowlers, and we send our very best wishes to Ravichandran and Ashwin, not that he'll hear them, but you know, it is awful to have to leave a test match.
Or that anyone will hear them, but yes, we do send our thoughts to him.
We do. But that did put England in a similar situation to what happened at Lord's in the Ashes test, which is when Lyon limped off. England found themselves suddenly up against one fewer bowlers, four bowlers, and a key bowler at that in Ashwin out. And so when Root's playing that shot, he's taking on Bumrah, who is their their big threat, their next big threat, if you like. Ashwin and Bumrah are the big threats on that pitch, you'd have thought. So if he can take Bumrah down and force him to bowl different lines, then you've got a massive headache if you're Rohit Sharma. And England started the day two down. So I actually think that the shot, had it come off, would have been genius. And it so nearly did. I mean, he did connect with it pretty well. And Jaiswal took a blinding catch, absolutely flew to him, and it stuck. So the result is everyone will pile on. And everyone will also say, as Alistair Cook has said perfectly reasonably, that in India, Joe Root plays a completely different way normally and scores lots and lots of runs. He's got a really good record in India. And in this series, he appears to have changed the way he's played, and it's not worked out for him. But the counterpoint to that is that it has worked out for him in Baseball, where he has a slightly better average than his career average. So I don't know. Obviously, the despair is born of disappointment, and I completely understand that. But there was still a logic to him playing the shot. It looks dreadful when you get out. For me, Stokes getting caught in the boundary when England are 299 for five, very soon after lunch, with folks at the other end, still 146 behind, and a great opportunity just to knock the ball about. He's pushed Bumrah back out onto the boundary. He can take the single. I think him getting caught on the boundary there is akin to KP getting out, caught hitting the ball into the wind at the Wacker. I think that's, in some ways, a more daft and ridiculous shot. And you've already mentioned it, Bairstow looking completely at sea against a turning ball is a matter of some concern. So I think all the headlines today are going to be about Root and the shot, and people will say a lot of things, and they'll be very entitled to do them. And mercifully, I've had my say, and I've ended up being an equivocating twit. But that's me. Anyway.
Well, I don't know what, Daniel. I'm not going to leave you stranded. I'm going to go one step further. I have absolutely no problem with the shot whatsoever. You're completely right. People are upset at the results. If it had gone for one bounce four, which, by the way, don't forget, this isn't like a shot that we've never seen him play before. He's played this recently with a lot of success. He's got up to it twice, but he has scored a lot of runs off it. And as a bowler running in, he usually does it to a ball that's just outside of off stump because he knows that that's the sort of line the bowler is going to bowl. As a bowler, if your stock delivery outside off stump is going for four from a reverse scoop from Joe Root, that must completely frazzle the bowler. If it had gone for four or six, which it has done a few times recently in the past, everyone would be retweeting the shot because he's got out, everybody's slagging it off. I'm sorry. I don't care. I think it's the right shot. He got out. But you're absolutely right. Why is it worse than Ben Stokes' shot? Why is it worse than Ben Duckett's shot where he slaps a rank long hop to cover? It was horrendous. I actually don't care. I get the argument is that Joe Root scores runs without having to do stuff like that. But if it had gone for four, we're talking about a sport where, you're right, it nearly cleared second slip. He was probably about, what, 5 milliseconds away from getting it perfect.
I'm not
exaggerating. He's probably about 5 milliseconds away from that being absolutely perfect. Or if he'd had his bat 2 degrees more tilted when he played it. I mean, these are the margins we're playing with. I don't care about the shot. I really don't. And I think perspective isn't what cricket fans do very well. But what were we expecting to happen in this test series? Did we not think that maybe in the test matches where India win the toss and pile on 400 and something, we might end up about 150 in arrears? Seems about right, I'd say. If you look at their recent record in India, pretty much what they do to everybody else. Last time we went there, we would have not played any of the shots that Joe Root just played and probably been bowled out for about 300 less. So I don't really give a shit. I think England needs to, I think this test match is probably gone, although we did say that during the first test match.
It's gone.
It's definitely gone. I think England has still got a great chance of getting something out of this test series. And I think if they win the toss in the next two test matches, they could win the series. So I don't really care. Do you know what I do care about?
What do you care about?
Those fucking school children.
You don't like them, do you?
Oh, that chant India all day during the game. I just think if I had gone out to India to watch this series, which I ummed and ahed about, and if I ended up sat in front of them, ooh, I'd be absolutely raging. You're trying to drink a beer and watch the cricket and they chant India for about 8 hours. And I, you know, often on this podcast, I sit here and I talk about saving Test cricket? How can we save Test cricket? How can we get young people into Test cricket?
Oh,
Do you know
no.
what? If that's the future, fuck Test cricket. I'd rather see it die.
Well, do you know, I'm in some ways, I'm with you. Firstly, you'd struggle to get a beer, by the way, at Rajkot. You'd be sitting there sipping a bottle
Hang
of water,
on,
I think.
I'd have to endure those children sober.
Sober, yeah, stone cold sober.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I didn't go.
And you know, I'm with you. For me, the very worst day of the cricket season, and I always seem to be at the Oval when this happens, is when the Oval does its community outreach thing and it brings kids in. And suddenly, like, huge serried ranks of school children, often wearing kind of yellow high-vis tabards, make a noise like you're at a school swimming gala or an international netball match. And it is a noise so foul. And then you go downstairs, you know, you go down onto the concourse to have a fag. And honestly, it's like vermin. It's like rats have just emerged from the drains. They're just everywhere, scurrying around, throwing balls at each other, making that high-pitched squealy noise. I'm with you. I don't think the future of cricket is in encouraging children to come unless they're very well behaved and sit entirely silently. You grow into cricket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to earn the right to be there. You've got to earn the right. You can't just come into the cathedral. It's like walking into a Westminster Abbey and suddenly playing, you know, So Solid Crew. It's like bang out of order.
It is. It's like suddenly deciding, age 9 years old, you're going to be religious, but your first church outing, you just go straight to the Sagrada Familia. No, you need to go to a shit local church and earn the right to go to
right.
Barcelona. I completely agree. So basically, Daniel, instead of a community outreach program at the Oval, you'd actually like to go the other way. You'd sort of like to do a sort of, I don't know, a sort of community warding off every season, a sort of day where you make sure no one in the community feels welcome.
Well, they'd have to fill in a questionnaire. And if necessary, they'd have their vocal cords clipped for the day until they can prove that they can sit there in respectful silence and clap in the right way. And every now and then go, come on, O'Ree, in a really growly voice. That would do it for me.
Well, and, you know, I ask the question, why are you and I not in charge of international cricket?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, I've just got up my taxi. This is all perfect timing. I think we've covered all the big topics. Joe Root shot. Jaiswal's good. Bairstow not so good at the moment. Children are terrible. And on that cheery note, unless anything drastic happens, Daniel, that's probably the end of the podcast. But if something that you want to add on at the end does happen, then feel free to do so.
But
I hope you have a lovely day.
Well, I might put in the score at the end. I might just send Sal a little voice note with the actual score. Because at the time of recording, the lead is 270. And I'm going to do a little bit of scenario building just before we go. They're going quite Burko. If they go at 4.5, 5 and over, I reckon by tea tomorrow, they'd have that 600 that Ben Stokes wants, that cricket wants, that the screaming children want. And then it'll be set up for an absolutely chaotic last day. Well, actually, probably chaotic fourth day. They'll go for it really hard and end up 115
for 9. Do you mean Burko as in they're going sort of berserk, or do you mean as in John Burko, former Speaker of the House?
Mr. Burbity Bone. No, I meant berserk.
The middle order.
Order.
Well, that's a good idea. So you put the score down in at the end of the podcast, because I suppose it is sort of our duty as a cricket podcast to at some point mention the score and not just basically lay into school children.
Well bowled Mohammed Siraj, by the way, picked up 4 wickets and bowled rather nice reverse.
He's great to watch because he charges in as well and he gives it 110%. I do like watching him bowl. Yes, so well done. Well done, Siraj. Although I do slightly hate him for making those children so happy. But hey, right, I shall speak to you tomorrow.
Good luck in the football.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As promised, close of play monologue with India 322 ahead. Jaiswal had to limp off with an injury after reaching a magnificent 100. He really is the real deal. It was beautiful to watch. And a wicket fell, yes, a wicket. Patidar out for a duck. Poor fella. That can't be feeling too good in a day like today. Slapping a long hop from Hartley into the gleeful hands of Rehan Ahmed. That lead, probably already too many. It's going to extend beyond 500. India do have Ashwin missing. We'll have to see if Jaiswal will bat. That it makes the tiniest chink of light for England fans, but for any sensible sage, this game is shortly to be done and dusted. Congratulations to India on going 2-1 up. We will confirm this either tomorrow or the day after. Until then, have a lovely Saturday if you can, and don't get too vexed with Joe Root's shot. These things happen. It happens. Yeah, it's life. As for the school children, though, they can still do one. Bye.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.